First of all, I'd say that we're probably in the first inning of a nine-inning ball game, and it's confusing in many ways right now. There's the messages that are pushed daily through our televisions and other mediums that tell us about these wonderful, sexy new tools that are available for individuals, and we ask the question of ourselves, why can't they be available in a work setting within government or industry, et cetera? And basically, what we're looking at here is a tool that is of interest, and we're challenged with the fact, does it have the minimum or maximum security requirements that really should be available when we're using a tool like a tablet and we're looking at government data?
So give me a sense of what types of things agencies should be looking at. If they're in the first inning, there's all this excitement over mobile computing, mobile devices. What's some of the first things they should look at?
Well, I think you start with the principle, and this is the way I look at least, is that there's no such thing as perfect security. And so what you're trying to manage is the vulnerabilities associated with any computing solution that you're going to deploy. And in the case of tablet computing or supporting a mobile workforce, I think one has to take a look at, is this new step going to compromise my overall security of my network or of my data? And I start there at first base. You're going to have a myriad of conflicts, and the one that we see coming up most often now with these type of devices is the fact that we have a presidential directive, HSPD-12, that says there's going to be a way that we're going to authenticate people when they're going to access data, whether it be inside the house or outside the house, and the house being a government office. Unfortunately, with tablets, at this particular stage, we're struggling with the fact of how do we deploy technology so we're able to comply with HSPD-12. So that, to me, is the most glaring example, is that we're potentially going to accept under a BYOD strategy tablets to be used that will be holding government data that don't meet the minimum authentication standards. So if you don't know who's using that data, you're opening yourself up to a lot of issues. And the basic one is that the simple security principle is you have to authenticate the individual so you know them what entitlements or access they should have.
We're speaking with Tony Buceri. He's the CEO of Route One. Now, recently, the Air Force pulled back an acquisition for iPads in particular because they discovered some piece of software on there that was developed in Russia, and it was really a consumer app that they were putting on there. Clearly, that doesn't make a very good approach, sounds like.
No, and look, we have to respect our Air Force, and that I dealt that press release was the complete issue that they ran into. But this is a great example of the fact when you rush forward or you move quickly to deploy consumer technology in an enterprise or a military setting, that from time to time you're going to run into issues. And our organization put out a press release last week commending the U.S. Air Force, saying, good move. I mean, when we're trying to manage vulnerabilities, let's start with understanding how the current technology is going to impact that security. And clearly, they saw a scenario where they could reduce costs or potentially provide greater functionality to their pilots. Basically, they're looking to take manuals and put them in an electronic format. All good. I just think that as we move forward with those type of strategies or tactics, we have to ensure that we aren't creating greater compromises to our network security.
Do you think it's a matter of the Air Force was trying to walk before they crawled or run before they crawled? Because you hear a lot of agencies want that, you know, the crawl, walk, run strategy when it comes to mobile devices.
Well, I think most departments or agencies are going to test solutions along the way and have them accredited before full enterprise deployment. I think in this particular case, it was interesting that they found this particular issue after they had announced they were going to roll out actually potentially up to 18,000 units. So it would seem on the surface of it, and there's no finger point here, that they probably should have done a little more research before that initial procurement notice went out. It's fairly, look, the tablet, the iPad in particular was the device they're looking to use, is a great tool. I think it's still to be determined how it's going to fit in a government setting.
And you mentioned earlier authentication issue using these devices. What about the data exfiltration potential? That is, they walk off loaded with data on a very lightweight, cheap device.
Look, we, we feel very strongly at Route 1 that data should never be going beyond your firewall. I think the safest place to keep data is behind that. That's where we've invested millions and millions of dollars in protecting data. And anytime we extract data outside of the firewall, we're increasing additional vulnerabilities, not just of where that data is going and who's using it, but we're opening up holes in that fortress wall and potentially allowing some nasty things to come in. And so today, again, just to go back to that message of security is about managing vulnerabilities, each time you allow data to go beyond that fortress wall, you're just increasing the number of vulnerabilities exponentially. So fundamentally, we're not in agreement with data going outside. It doesn't mean you can't use tablets. There's technologies available in the marketplace today that incorporate the use of a tablet while keeping that data behind firewalls.
It seems from what I hear from agencies is they get that data piece. I mean, you hear this all the time. It's all about the data. Make sure you protect the data.
Yeah.
Do you see that agencies are getting that piece, and this maybe it was an oversight by the Air Force, that they have to make sure that the tablets or smartphones don't keep any data on the device itself?
Well, I would think they're under an enormous amount of pressure right now, as we all know, with the budget cuts, to deploy better technology at a reduced cost. That's the bottom line, and there's competing interests. Unfortunately, too often we think that security is a cost, and therefore we're going to have to compromise on security to get that cost savings. So I think in this particular case, there probably was moving a little too quickly, and I think all agencies, when they're considering BYOD, whether it be in the military or civilian setting, have to first understand the impact on security, because the cost, as we know, of a data breach can be life. It can deal with a life and death scenario, or it could be in the billions and billions of dollars. And unfortunately, we've gone through that a little bit over the last few years. So I think rushing forward with BYOD is a little premature. I think we need to understand the impacts of it on a security basis. And let's also challenge ourselves that the paradigm that says better security is going to be more cost is not accurate. There are a number of vendors in today's marketplace that will find you a way to save you money while giving you better security.